UAB Medcast is an ongoing medical education podcast. The UAB Division of Continuing Education designates that each episode of this enduring material is worth a maximum of 0.25 AMA PRA Category 1 credit. To collect credit, please visit uabmedicine.org/medcast and complete the episode's post-test.
Welcome to UAB Medcast, a continuing education podcast for medical professionals. Bringing knowledge to your world, here's Melanie Cole.
Hepatic neoplasms, both primary and metastatic in origin, have traditionally been regarded as difficult tumors to treat, let alone cure. However, recent advances in radioembolization are starting to challenge these long-held beliefs. Here to discuss the latest advances in transarterial chemoembolization of liver tumors and radioembolization of liver tumors is Dr. Ahmed Kamel. He's the chief in interventional radiology and the co-medical director in the Heart and Vascular Center at UAB Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Kamel. So explain a little bit about the concept of radioembolization.
So radioembolization is basically we access the femoral artery in the groin with a catheter, and we try to find our way to the to catheterize the hepatic artery using image guidance. And then we, once we reach the arteries that supply the tumor, we inject tiny little either glass or resin beads that are very, very small, and they are loaded with a beta emitter, radio emitting material called yttrium-90 or Y90. And once that gets into the tumor, it sits there and starts to radiate the tumor and kills it as well.
So while we're talking about both TACE and radioembolization, how are they performed? Who is qualified to perform these procedures?
For these two procedures, an intervention radiologist should perform. He's the person that's qualified to perform these two procedures.
So what would be the difference with transarterial chemoembolization versus what you just described as radioembolization?
In transarterial chemoembolization, we do exactly the same thing, except that the difference is that we inject tiny particles that are loaded with chemotherapy. That's the name chemoembolization. That's where the name came from. For radioembolization, the particles are loaded with a radio-emitting material, which is the Y90. Both of them kill the tumor differently, but they are both actually effective in killing primary liver tumors, which is hepatocellular carcinoma. One of them kills them by releasing the chemotherapy into the tumor and blocking the blood supply to the tumor. That's the transarterial chemoembolization. And the other one kills the tumor by beta emission and also by embolization, which is the transarterial radioembolization.
And is the hepatic artery or the blood vessel, is it blocked so that it can't come back out again?
There is some instances where the tumor finds some other blood supply. It will probably be another artery other than the one that is blocked. And that's why there is that's why this is not a curative treatment. It's palliative, and the tumor is likely to maybe come again, or another tumor can show up somewhere else, because some of these patients also have a background of liver disease, which is cirrhosis, in case of hepatocellular carcinoma. So in these cases, we're going to have to repeat either the TACE or repeat the transarterial radioembolization, which is the TARE. So yes, there is a chance that, you know, the artery, not the same artery, but different arteries will start feeding the tumor again, and then we have to go in and block them as well and inject either transarterial chemoembolization or transarterial radioembolization.
So evaluate just a bit for us the safety and efficacy of TARE versus TACE. So which one do you prefer to use more often? Is there a reason or a contraindication to using either one over the other?
It really depends on the type of the tumor. So in case of hepatocellular carcinoma, which is the primary tumor of the liver, we usually use TACE or TARE. Both of them are equally efficacious. And because TACE is more readily available and it requires one session only, we usually use it more frequently. There are some instances in hepatocellular carcinoma where the portal vein, which is the vein that supplies blood also to the liver, when the vein is thrombosed because of tumor invasion, in these cases we usually use radioembolization or transarterial radioembolization, which is the TARE. In terms of, or in case of metastatic disease to the liver, we usually use transarterial radioembolization. This is actually the best treatment for colorectal cancer metastasis to the liver or metastatic melanoma or any other metastasis in which control of the liver metastasis is required because it affects the outcome and the survival of patients with these tumors.
So I stated in my intro, Dr. Camel, that this has been palliative. Has it progressed now from being palliative in nature to curative with the introduction of ablative therapies and combination therapies? What are you seeing?
Well, and there is TACE and TIR are sometimes used in combination with other therapies, like you mentioned, ablative therapy. This gives an outcome or survival outcome as equivalent to surgery, whether transplant or segmentectomy. For example, if you do TACE followed by ablation, of course, you know, the patient has to meet certain criteria and the tumor has to meet certain criteria. But if you do TACE and ablation, studies have shown that this is equivalent to segmentectomy. And there's also good results or improved results that happen if we do TIR in a certain way that makes it equivalent to what we call radiation segmentectomy. So if we go very selective into the artery that supplies the tumor and inject a high dose of radiation, it will probably produce a segmentectomy field, which is, you know, in terms of survival outcomes, might be equivalent to surgical segmentectomy.
Then speak a little bit about patient selection criteria and pre-procedure management and clinical contraindications for the institution.
Yeah. So both TACE and TIR, the criteria is the patient has to meet certain size criteria and also the portal vein invasion by the cancer is also important for us to decide between TACE versus TIR. But in both cases, you know, the patient should have a bilirubin that is less than 2. If we are doing very selective TACE or TIR, we can go a little bit above 2, but up to 3. The patient also has to be not very advanced in terms of the child score. So we prefer to do this on patients with a child score of A or B and not C. Except, again, in certain situations where we can get to the tumor only and not damage the surrounding liver. In these cases, we can also do Child C. Also, the performance status of the patient, which is what we call ECOG status of the patient. So we usually try to do ECOG 0 or 1, and these are the patients that we have seen will have better survival and better outcomes with these kind of procedures.
So what are some current issues in medical or surgical management, possible complications after embolization?
There is something called post-embolization syndrome, which is basically a pain that occurs at the site of embolization. And this is can range from generally discomfort in the right upper quadrant where the liver is, up to severe pain that might require the use of narcotics for this. And it also, you know, some fevers and chills and things like that. It's like a flu-like symptoms or a flu-like disease. You know, it's always treated conservatively. Usually it goes away within 7 to 10 days, no longer than this. And that's the beauty of using minimally invasive procedures is there's usually a very fast recovery of these patients and very good survival outcomes for these patients. And like I said, you know, we are moving into combined therapy right now, which gives, you know, survival outcomes that is equivalent to surgery.
So expand just a minute about some current research. What does it indicate for future developments in these targeted treatments?
Right now, you know, the medical community, especially the interventional community, is looking at the value of using maybe smaller size of the beads, maybe looking also for loading these beads with different types of chemotherapy than what's available right now. So all these are, you know, still under development, and they have not. It's not yet FDA approved for usage. But this is probably would be coming very soon to be used to improve the survival of patients either with HCC or with metastasis to the liver.
So in summary, Dr. Campbell, tell other physicians what you'd like them to know about TACE and TARE and when to refer to a specialist.
So if there's a patient who has hepatocellular carcinoma, definitely TACE is a very, very good option, treatment option for these patients. And this is a minimally invasive procedure that can be done for these patients. And we would be happy definitely to see these patients and treat them. And if the patients have metastasis from colorectal cancer or any other primary disease elsewhere in the body, and you feel that controlling the liver metastasis will affect the outcome of these patients, then definitely we'd be happy to see these patients and treat them with the transarterial radioembolization, which is also known as Y90.
And tell us about your team, Dr. Campbell. Why is UAB so great to work with?
UAB has a great team, which starts from the nurses preparing the patient for the procedure, up to the techs and nurses inside the room who take care of the patients. And also we have physicians here, intervention radiologists, who are very specialized in interventional oncology, which includes TACE and TARE. The range of experience here ranges from 30 years to the, you know, from 5 to 30 years of experience. Collectively, the experience of all the team members might reach up to 70 years of experience. So we do a lot of these cases every year, and we have a lot of experience in how to manage even difficult cases and difficult tumors. And the patients are always very satisfied with the outcomes, and the physicians as well.
Thank you so much, Dr. Campbell, for being with us today. And a community physician can refer a patient to UAB Medicine by calling the MIST line at 1-800-UAB-MIST. That's 1-800-822-6478. You're listening to UAB Medcast. For more information on resources available at UAB Medicine, you can go to uabmedicine.org/physician. That's uabmedicine.org/physician. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.